Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, word on the street is that you signed up for something. Something massive. Something that Kyle and I are probably going to enjoy way more than you do.
Oh my gosh. You are going to enjoy it more than me because I'm scared to death.
What is it?
So there's this event every spring that's called Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities.
Come on.
Which is a spinoff of Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. Yep. It's basically Chicago's own Dancing with the Stars.
It is. And I am so scared. It's like, sounds fun. And then I was like, oh, it could be so fun. And then when you really think about it, it's like terrifying because everybody's going to be watching.
I'm not scared. Wait, are you scared, Kyle?
No, not at all. But how'd you get asked to do this?
So Dina Bear from WGN helps organize and run this event. And she does it every year. And it's been going on for maybe almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And I believe it usually takes place at the ballroom at Navy Pier.
You went to the one last year, right?
I think it was it last year or 2 years ago, where
Jen BT from
B96 did it. And I did. I bought my ticket. I'm like, I'm going to support her. That's where I met her mom and everything. And it was really cool. So
that's when you got the dancing itch.
Yeah, right. And so I'm terrified. It's going to take place March 13th.
So what do you got to do beforehand? I mean, that's plenty of time to kind of get ready.
Get in shape.
Okay.
Do something with my body and exercise.
Well,
and
luckily you have Affinity Whole Health.
Yeah.
Well, that's for weight loss, which is fantastic.
Yeah, now does Affinity Whole Health have stamina shots?
Right. Now I need to go to Planet Fitness 7 days a week.
There you go.
And I don't know, I think it's like 6 weeks leading up to the event, you work out with a professional dancer.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for this.
You train in a dance.
Do you only have to learn one dance or do you have to learn multiple dances?
Ooh, one. Good question.
Ooh, do you get to pick the song?
I don't know.
Do you get to pick the style of dance?
Don't know.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Like the Macarena or something.
Yeah, right?
Then you're good.
Okay.
I will say, Melissa.
Maybe ballroom? I don't know.
When I won Mr. LHS for Larkin High School. Hold on. The big reason I won was because of the dancing portion. So I'm happy to lend some of my styles.
There's a dancing portion of your high school?
We had to do a group dance and they judged us on it. And
really?
According to one of the judges, my buddy was ahead by 2 points until the dance where I tied it up and would eventually win. So I just want to say, I can bust a move with the best of them.
The lore lives on.
I am curious. It was the Kyle Milnemo dance.
I did the single ladies dance. That's what sealed it.
That is another Kyle Milnemo go-to. Yeah, he is good at that. Mel, I'm very excited for this, and I cannot wait to follow this saga along.
Oh my gosh, I'm like telling myself, no injuries, no injuries, no injuries.
I mean, look, an injury, one, gets you out of having to dance, but two, it also gives us something to talk about here on the show.
Good point.
No.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All, for your chance to win $500. We're going to meet today's contestant. It is Kim in Bridgeview. Hi, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. How are you feeling?
I'm Hoping I know some of these.
Okay.
You're going down, Kim.
Hey, don't talk to Kim like that.
No, she is, though. I'm just speaking truths.
All right. Well, I hope you're ready to take down the Nashville know-it-all over here. We need a winner today. Before we get started, you need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Okay, get out of there.
All right. Fine.
Come on, Kim.
Fine, Kim.
I didn't want to be here anyway.
Why'd you get out? Why'd you walk to Kim and Bridgeport?
You can't get out of here fast enough. All right, Kim, here's how the game works. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question number one. Post Malone is being sued by a limo driver over a payment dispute. What was the name of the song he and Morgan Wallen released in 2024?
Oh, gosh. Had some help.
Question number two. Kenny Chesney will be at the Copernicus Center tonight to discuss his new memoir, Heart, Life, Music. Which actress was Kenny famously married to for less than 4 months?
Oh, God, I can see her. Renee Zellweger, I think.
Question number three. On a recent Instagram story, Jelly Roll said he felt profiled by the Louis Vuitton staff in Australia. According to his hit song, he is a son of a what?
Sinner.
Question four. Jonathan Bailey was just named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Which Ole Red singing country artist was named Sexiest Man Alive in 2017?
Blake Shelton.
Question number five. A Northern California aquarium has raised more than $2 million for sea otter conservation after Taylor Swift wore one of their vintage t-shirts. Which Taylor Swift song shares the name of a famous country singer?
Tim McGraw?
Okay, we're finished with that. Now we're going to get Austin back in.
Boo!
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, nice Kim, job, Kim.
Yeah, Kim, how are you feeling about that?
I think I did pretty good.
Okay, well, how did Kim do?
Well, Kim got 5 out of 5.
Oh, snap. No room for error.
So you miss one, Kim wins. But remember, if you tie, ties go to Austin.
Ties go to me.
Wow, this is scary. Austin, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Question number one. Post Malone is being sued by a limo driver over a payment dispute. What was the name of the song he and Morgan Wallen released in 2024?
That would be a song called I Had Some Help.
Now it's tied 1-1 because that is what Kim guessed as well.
I did not have any help on that question.
Question number two. Kenny Chesney will be at the Copernicus Center tonight to discuss his new memoir, Heart Life Music. Which actress was Kenny famously married to for less than 4 months?
The star of one of my favorite films of all time, Jerry Maguire, which came out, I believe, in 1995.
Okay, stop being a know-it-all.
That would be Renee Zellweger.
That is correct. She also guessed Renee Zellweger, so it's 2-2. Question three. On a recent Instagram story, Jelly Roll said he felt profiled by the Louis Vuitton staff in Australia. According to his hit song, he's a son of a what?
Of a sinner, which I cannot relate to.
Oh my gosh, I hate you so much.
I can't do this right now. All right, I will continue. Question number four. Jonathan Bailey was just named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Which Ole Red singing country artist was named Sexiest Man Alive in 2017?
Ooh, that is a man whose first single was actually named after me, called Austin. It is, of course, none other than Blake Shelton.
Stop being a know-it-all. Driving me nuts. Question number five. You are correct, and she got that correct, too. A Northern California aquarium has raised more than $2 million for sea otter conservation after Taylor Swift wore one of their vintage t-shirts. Which Taylor Swift song shares the name of a famous country singer?
Oh, come on, guys. If you're going to ask a Taylor Swift question, at least make it hard. This one is, of course, Tim McGraw.
Oh, my goodness. Austin tied you.
Dang it.
Oh, I'm so mad right
Kim,
now.
Kim, I'm sorry, because I'm sure there was a point where you were like, oh my gosh, I might actually win this $500.
Hey, be nice to Kim.
I thought maybe the Renee Zellweger would have.
I know, but since Austin did win.
She's got to say the line.
You've got to say the line.
Oh, this is Kim. And Austin is still the Nashville know-it-all.
That's right.
Now Austin is 3-0 on the year. If anybody else wants to go against just this Nashville know-it-all,
if you want
Austin,
to, you can try. But
you can try your hand at winning the Nashville know-it-all this same time tomorrow to win $500 on Melissa and Austin.
You have a better chance of winning the lottery, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we were going over things that we hate and we don't know why. And, you know, like I obviously said Anne Hathaway, just because I don't know why I don't like her, but I don't like her. Yeah. And
I'm so nice, I don't hate anything.
Okay. And Kyle brought up an old high school rivalry.
St. Charles North High School, the North Stars, I hate them. And I do have a reason. They beat my soccer team in 2008, but I hold grudges, and I'm still bitter about it.
Well, Kyle, a lot of people were listening when you went on your rant about St. Charles North, including Principal Shanna Lewis, who is actually on the phone with us right now. Principal Lewis, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Good morning.
So yesterday, you happened to hear Kyle's rant about your lovely high school?
Well, actually, I was already at school, but one of my assistant principals came up, and she was like, oh, funny story. And she told me, and a student walked by, and he was like, I heard that, too. And I was
really?
Wow, Kyle.
Too funny.
So I'm like, all right, someone has got to help this guy out, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. What are your thoughts? Like, how can you help Kyle get over all these anger issues that he's been holding on since 2008 against St. Charles North?
Well, first of all, I am okay if somebody has a grudge because they lost to us. That's absolutely okay.
I hate that.
I mean, you're not alone. We're just great kids, great community. I thought maybe if you came over, I mean, we have the same school colors. We get you a T-shirt. We can just bring you some peace.
I would love to see that.
So you're inviting me out, and essentially, to St. Charles North to break bread, to end this years-long war that apparently I'm the only one holding on to at this point.
It sounds to me like she's extending the olive branch,
yes,
Kyle.
Yes, some would say.
I am. I even treat you to a free lunch in the cafeteria. If you're up with that, you know?
Okay, now you're talking. Ooh, I like this. You're getting apparel.
Okay.
You're getting lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
I love all these things. And you know what? I will take you up on this invite. I will come out. I'll meet the students. I'm happy to get some apparel, enjoy a school lunch. I do have a request. Would you be willing to give up your 2008 regional championship in boys soccer?
Kyle,
that should be Larkin High School. People are saying
you can't
it
do
still.
That.
I'm asking.
Absolutely not, but I'll take your picture next to it if you want.
That's great.
Oh, Principal Lewis, you for sure. We are going to work on something where I can come out and see St. Charles North High School and see if we can end this fight.
Okay, you will not be disappointed.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but Principal Shanna Lewis sounds like a great administrator, and I am appreciative of her extending out and trying to help the troubled souls in our community, like Kyle.
Okay.
We really frown upon giving us the bird when they drive by.
They have kids in there, Kyle.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, I wait for off-school hours. I'm at least safe in that. But okay, Principal Lewis, we'll see if this works. But I'm looking forward to coming out and seeing you guys.
Principal Shanna Lewis from St. Charles North High School, we cannot thank you enough for calling in this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
I'll tell you what, guys.
if you think I'm not going to wear my Larkin High School colors when I'm in that school, you're crazy. I was Mr. LHS in 2009. I have some duties to uphold.
Oh, my gosh. All right, next, can we get Anne Hathaway on the phone? Melissa?
Austin?
Should we get to some great news?
We absolutely should. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Don't gain weight during the holidays. Lose weight like me. You're also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Scotty in Lombard.
What's your great news?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought I'd just share. I recently got engaged.
Oh, snap. Hey, Come on, Scotty.
Congratulations.
Yeah, extremely excited. It's a beautiful moment. I heard you guys on the radio. I'm new to the state, and I'm just like, you know what?
Oh.
Let's go for it. Let's share the news.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Well, welcome, first and foremost, and tell us all about the engagement. How'd it go down?
Yeah, well, my girlfriend is from Manhattan, Illinois, originally, and we had met in Southern California. Both of our jobs at the time took us there about 4.5 years ago. Long story short, here we are, and we're in Chicago. Every year, her family does a very special trip to Potato Creek National Park, which is just outside of South Bend. And,
yeah.
You know, everybody was already together, didn't have to plan that, and cool. I just shot my shot.
Did anyone else know it was going down other than you?
You know, traditionally, I did ask her mom for her blessing.
Nice.
Brought it up to her brother as well, you know, just making sure that they knew where I was in the place, where I was ready to make that commitment. But as far as it actually happening, no, that was my moment.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome.
Yeah.
You said you were new to the state. So how did you guys meet?
Oh, man, it's a pretty cool story. I'll make it a long story short. We met at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Temecula, California.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
That is awesome.
Pretty great. It was the 4th of July weekend. My foreman had given me an extended weekend. So me being out of town, I actually came back and, you know, it was right around the end of the pandemic. So we didn't know anybody, and we both went to this sports bar alone, and what do you know?
Wow.
That was great.
What a sweet little love story.
Pretty rad.
Is Temecula in the place in Southern California where you lived?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's an incredible spot. I'd recommend anybody to go check it out. It's beautiful. It's one of the biggest growing wine capitals.
That's what I was going to say. It's like the lesser known Napa Valley,
but for
Southern California.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's incredible.
It truly is. Yeah, they have finally figured out a way to incorporate the Napa Valley wines into theirs while still making it their own. And it's really growing.
Yeah.
What's your now fiance's name?
My fiance's name is Caitlin Michelle Seidick, for now.
Nice.
That's perfect.
I love it. Well, Scotty, man, this is awesome news. We're so happy for you. Welcome to Chicago.
Excellent.
Look, you always have friends here at US 99, so you never have to worry about that. And
you're now in the Melissa and Austin Club.
Yes.
I love it.
We are all best friends now.
Listen to you guys all the time on the way to work. You guys are fantastic. And this is actually my first time ever being called or being sent in on the radio. So thank you for sharing this moment with you guys. Have a wonderful day.
No, thank you for sharing that moment with us. We appreciate it.
Let us know how things go.
Yeah, keep us posted with wedding planning and everything, okay?
Yeah, you'll see us in the news, top 10.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go. And grab some B-dubs today at some point, okay?
Will do. Take care, guys.
You snuck what into where? 312-946-4995. I wish you guys could have seen how much we practiced that during that last song. 312-946-4995. Kyle, you snuck what into where?
Okay, now I hope nobody from the University of Illinois' football program is listening.
Uh-oh, you're going to be in trouble.
Does our signal reach Champagne?
Not really, but I will say I did sneak a beer into the stadium on Saturday.
How in the world do you sneak a beer in?
So a couple of years ago, my brother started to get season tickets for Illinois games, and I hadn't been to a game since college, so when we went, you know, it was like a November day. We were tailgating before, and we were about to walk in, and he hands me a beer. And I go, hey, man, like, we're about to, you know, walk through. Like, can't do this. And he goes, and it was a big, like, it was November. So he's, like, just wearing a big coat. He's like, put it in there.
Okay.
So I did it. But since then, Illinois has gotten significantly better at football.
Sure.
And even to get into the stadium, there was a line that took, like, 10, 15 minutes to get in. So I'm like, whatever. My brother hands me another beer and goes, also, can you, We had one of those portable coolers. He goes, I don't want to run back to the car. Can you just put it in your jacket? And I'm wearing my bomber jacket, not very heavy. So it just kind of looks like I have a misshapen belly.
And like a beer belly.
Like a beer belly.
Yeah, nice, Mel.
Very good.
A literal beer belly.
Because there was a beer in there, and I was like, I'm going to get caught. There's detectors, whatever. Walk through. No issues at all. Got to enjoy a free cold beer inside.
That's so funny.
Well, you know, it's expensive inside those places.
It is, but I will say, afterwards, I did pay some money to buy a Yingling because they serve them at the stadium.
Yummy.
Absolutely delicious there.
Oh, man, a Yingling.
I love those.
Game.
Flight by Yinglings? Mm-mm.
You snuck what?
Into where?
312-946-4995. Share your story with us. We want to find out what you snuck into where. Tracy in Chicago Ridge.
You snuck what? Into where?
Pop and popcorn in the movie theater.
Ooh, wait, okay.
And pop? How did you sneak pop in?
Well, and popcorn,
well,
too.
Well, popcorn doesn't spill.
But you still got to bake it and put it in, like, some sort of bowl, right?
My purse, my bag and everything. I had, like, a small bag, and I had, like, a couple cans of pop that was easy to put into my pocket.
Oh, okay. And you just, like, bought a bag of popcorn?
No, I bought candy to make it look like I was getting something.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's so funny.
I know. Doesn't the guilt really set in when you, like, start to sneak things into play? It did for Kyle. He bought a Yingling at the football game.
It's expensive. Like, granted, I feel like inside the theaters, the candy bars are bigger.
Yeah.
They're not like your normal size. But geez, that's a lot of money.
We got to keep movie theaters in business, though, you know?
Well, that's true.
Well, Tracy, listen, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I love you guys both. You guys have a wonderful day.
Well, we love you, Tracy. Nick in Chicago.
You snuck what? Into
where?
Booze into the Kentucky Derby on the infield.
Wait, oh my gosh.
How did you do that?
So we were there the day before the Derby for the Oaks, and it was expensive. The lines were long, so everybody was all drunk. And I said, I'll get it in there for you, not a problem. And I didn't even drink at the time. And they were like, you know, well, how are you going to get it in? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's taken care of.
I love that.
So morning of, we're leaving. They're like, where's the booze? I'm like, it's in the cooler. So they open a cooler, and in the cooler, there's a bunch of bottles of water and Gatorades and stuff. And they're like, well, where's the booze? I'm like, it's in the cooler. So I took a bunch of gallons of vodka, dumped it in there, put the drinks in there, and then threw the ice on top. So the whole cooler was full of vodka. And they just
no way.
Drink.
Get out. That is so smart.
The cooler was vodka. And then you had the waters and Gatorades chilling inside the cold vodka.
Yep.
Did you come up with that yourself, honestly? Or did you know somebody else who had done that? Because I never would have thought of that.
No. Came up with it.
Gosh, that is so smart.
They went through the cooler and they couldn't smell it.
And
we're good to go.
You are the Thomas Edison of sneaking booze.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is worse, the cost of the alcohol inside of there or the lines to get it?
I'd say they're both equal.
Okay.
And now, Nick, I've been to the Derby, but I was in the grandstands. I've heard stories about the infield at the Derby that it is just a party haven. Can you confirm or deny?
Oh, it's wild.
I imagine if you're sneaking vodka in through a cooler. Yeah, gosh. I can imagine things get loose. Listen,
yeah, it was wild.
Well, I can only imagine. I bet you guys were probably one of the more wild ones, given that you had an entire cooler full of vodka.
Yeah. Talk about horseplay. Giddy up.
Nah.
That was good.
Nick, thank you so much for this call, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too.
The time is 8:35-ish, which means it is time for a game of 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Visit treetime.com. Today, joining us, we have got Stacia in Manhattan and Brandy in Shelby. Brandy, why don't you say hello to Stacia?
Hi, Stacia. Hello.
Okay. Well, you guys are up for these tickets to go see Cody Johnson at the Allstate Arena. For the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yes.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question
Question number one. What is the name of the country sensation who in 2022 opened up at Windy City Smokeout, in 2023 headlined Windy City Smokeout, and in 2024
Brandy.
Sold out?
Brandy.
Luke Combs.
Is it Luke Combs? It is not Luke Combs. Tayshia, you got a guess? You want me to finish the question?
Can you finish the question?
Yes. What is the name of the country sensation who in 2022 opened at Windy City Smokeout, in 23 headlined Windy City Smokeout, and in 2024 sold out three nights at the United Center?
I'm going to go with 3 seconds. Dierks Bentley.
Is it Dierks Bentley? It is not. We were looking for Zach Bryan.
Okay.
Question number two. It's still 0-0. The beers that never broke Luke Combs' heart would be described as long-necked and what?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Ice cold.
Is it ice cold? Oh, yeah. Brandy got that one real quick.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. All right. Question three. Brandy leads 1-0. What is the name of the former Florida Georgia Line member who released the song 5'9"?
Hey, Brandy.
Ooh.
I think it's Tayshia.
I think it's Tayshia, just barely.
Yep.
Oh,
Tyler Hubbard.
Is it Tyler Hubbard? It is. Tayshia ties things up.
Question number four. Who sings Give Heaven Some Help?
Tayshia.
Hardy.
Is it Hardy? It is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Tayshia takes a 2-1 lead heading into this fifth and final question. Brandy, you need this to send it to a bonus question.
I know.
In Carrie Underwood's song, Blown Away, she has a lyric that says, there's not enough wind in what state, which doubles as her home state?
Tayshia.
Tayshia.
What?
Tayshia
what?
Oklahoma.
Is it Oklahoma? It is. Tayshia, you're going to Cody Johnson.
Thank you so much. Have fun. Thank you, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're really good at country trivia.
Thank you.
Are you a big Cody Johnson fan?
Yes, I am so excited. I wanted to see him forever.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.